Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center here on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. We're getting ready for some Lady Zizzer basketball action here. As the Lady Zizzers taking on the Willard Lady Tigers, and in other first-round action here in the pink division of the Pink and White Tournament. Yesterday, we told you that Clever defeated Lebanon, Nixa over Hillcrest. It was Carthage over Glendale yesterday, and Fort Smith Northside, the number one seed in the tournament, defeated Mount Vernon. Blue Eye defeated Bolivar, and Kickapoo defeated Wheatland yesterday. So that kind of tells you where the tournament stands here in the winner's side of things this afternoon. And we can tell you that besides the Willard and Lady Zizzers, it'll be Clever and Nixa coming up here at 11 o'clock. At 12:30, Carthage plays Fort Smith Northside, and then at 2 o'clock, Blue Eye will take on Kickapoo in the ball game. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show, and we will go ahead and take one more break, and when we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield as we're getting ready for the starting lineups here for our first ball game this morning between the Willard Lady Tigers, the West Plains Lady Zizzers, and both teams. This one should be a pretty good contest. Both teams played at the Weiser Gym yesterday, which is a smaller, older gym. So it'll be interesting to see which team adjusts to this bigger, newer gym here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center this morning. Plus, Lady Zizzers with a long trip. We'll see if they can get woke up this morning. Willard with a short trip. They played the first game yesterday at 9:30. Willard did over Catholic. The Lady Zizzers played the second game. So they played at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. So we're getting ready for some girls basketball action. All right. Well, they're going to talk about the sponsors and partners of the Pink and White Tournament here in Springfield. So we'll tell you once again, Willard coming in 7-1. Lady Zizzers coming in 8-0. Lady Zizzers are ranked number 5 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. So here comes our starting lineups for the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Junior Mackenzie Brunson will be the first one out. Senior Allie Hoseapple, who's been playing very well here the last three games. Senior Bree Harlan. Sophomore Ashton Judge, who got it going yesterday in the second half. And senior Cass Cunningham for Coach Scott Womack. And assisted by Cass Johnson. Lady Zizzers, like we said, 8-0 on the season. Ranked number 5 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. Here's the Willard Lady Tigers. Ariana Patillo, the junior, first one out. Junior Jada Holloman is next out. Senior Megan Mahan, she's a 6-foot senior. Sophomore Addie Adamson. And sophomore Brielle Adamson for Coach J.J. Adamson. And the Willard Lady Tigers coming in at 7-1. They are the number 7 seed here in the pink division of the Pink and White Tournament. And the Lady Zizzers are the number 2 seed in the pink division. So both teams are getting some instruction. Hope you enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, and we're getting ready for women's basketball this morning here on 100.9 The Train. Lady Zizzers first on the floor, and It will be Allie Hosample, a senior, to jump center for the Lady Zizzers. And waiting on the Lady Tigers as they're having a little player powwow. Now here they come. And jumping center will be the 6 foot Megan Mahan. So, we're ready to go. Hope you're ready at home. And it'll be Willard controlling the tip. And with the basketball, that'll be Brielle Adamson. Out of the corner, long three is good by Patillo. And Willard takes an early 3-0 lead. They'll go into a 2-2-1 zone press. And it'll be Brunson with the basketball across the timeline. And give it to Hosample, Bree Harlan on the right wing. She'll shoot the three now, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Mahan. Here comes Willard running the basketball, kicks it out, and another three from the corner is no good. Rebound comes down to Adamson on the right wing, and they'll go up top, and that'll be Adamson. She'll drive. No good, foul on the floor, but it's going to be a foul on the Lady Zizzers. We'll see who they call it on here. Cass Cunningham picks up her first team foul. So Willard will inbound. They'll go inside. It's going to be blocked by Brunson. Blocked the shot of Holloman. Here comes Bree Harlan. Brunson back up top to Harlan. They'll go right side to Cunningham on the wing. Back up top to Harlan. There goes the post. That'll be Judd. Cunningham will shoot the three from the right wing. It's no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball underneath. Cass Cunningham will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And Cunningham gets it to Judd underneath, and she scores. And the Willard lead is 1-3-2 with 6:46 to go here in the first. Down in the paint, they'll kick it right back out to Patillo. Out top now to Holloman. She'll bring it to the right side on the wing. Up top to Patillo. Left side, that'll be Mahan with it at the free throw line. Down in the corner, and there's the drive. Shot is no good that time by Adamson. And Lady Zizzers with the rebound. Bree Harlan will bring it across the timeline. Ashton Judd, the free throw line. She'll shoot the jumper, and it's good. And just like that, Lady Zizzers are up 4-3, 6:11 to go first quarter. Holloman gives it up to Mahan. They'll go to the left wing to Adamson. Right side, now down in the corner. And it'll be Mahan, and she threw it away. Brunson with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers, pushing it up the floor. Megan Brunson almost travel, gets it over to Cunningham. Cunningham will give it back out to Bree Harlan. Now it's Judd at the free throw line. Cunningham on the left wing. She'll shoot the three. It's good. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And Lady Zizzers lead it 7-3 now. Holloman down into the left wing. That'll be Adamson. He'll bring it to the right side now with the basketball. That'll be the other Adamson girl. Gives it up. Now they go inside. Turnover on Willard, Lady Zizzers with the steal. Brunson brings it up across the timeline. Left side, B. Harlan inside. Ashton Judd shot up, couldn't get it to fall. And it'll be off of Judd, out of bounds. And it'll be Willard basketball. 5:04 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers with a 4-point lead, 7-3 here in the early going. Lady Zizzers will fall back into a, looks like it's going to be a 2-3 zone defense. It'll be Holloman with the basketball. Left side to Adamson. She'll shoot the long three, no good. And getting the rebound, sneaking inside is Holloman. Coach Womack not happy with that. 2-point lead now for Lady Zizzers. Cunningham with it, back to Bree Harlan across the timeline. They'll set the offense up now. Judd, free throw line. Now Brunson will shoot the three from the wing. It's good. Brunson hits the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And there's a travel on Holloman. And now coming into the ball game will be Burson. Burson will come in. Adamson will have a seat. And now Willard will start extending the defense a little bit. And it'll be Ashton Judd at the free throw line. Cunningham back up top. That'll be Brunson back to Cunningham. They'll go to Judd. Inside, shot up, and she's going to get fouled. That'll be Burson into the ball game. That'll be her first. Ashton Judd will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So that's the first on Burson, first team foul on Willard here in the first quarter. Two free throws for Ashton Judd. She makes the first one. So Judd's got 5 points to start off with here in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by six, their biggest lead of the ball game. And make it seven as she hits the second one. It's going to go out of bounds. Brunson almost stole the basketball, but it'll go over to Willard. They'll have it at three-quarter court now. Zizzers with that full court, or I should say three-quarter court pressure. Up the floor they go, and in the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound kicked out, and now it'll be Mahan with it. She'll give it up to Adamson. Now it'll be Holloman. Adamson on the right wing. Burson, now they'll go up. And Holloman's going to lose it out of bounds. Foot slipped. And Lady Zizzers will take over here. Almost half court, they'll throw it in. 3:52 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up 12-5. Bree Harlan gives it to Cunningham on the left wing. Back to Harlan. They'll go Judd. Back to Cunningham. She'll shoot another three left wing. It's good. Cass Cunningham with her second OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up by 10. And it goes out of bounds. Judd jumped out on Patillo and caused her to throw it high, and Willard wants a timeout. 3:29 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Back to the O'Reilly Family Events Center on the campus of Drury University. Lady Zizzers with the basketball and a 10-point lead with 3:25 to go here first quarter. Up the floor, Hoseapple gets it to Cunningham. Bree Harlan down in the right corner. Judd drives, gets it up top. Cunningham will shoot it. That one's going to be short. It's going to go out of bounds. Cunningham hits two threes from the left wing. She goes top of the key and left it short. Holloman will bring it up. Adamson now on the left wing. He'll go cross court. And let's see. The other Adamson. Now they'll try to go down the baseline. Mahan, she'll kick it back to Adamson. Now they go back down to Mahan on the baseline. Jumper is no good. And Allie Hoseapple with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson will bring it across the timeline. Judd, free throw line, shot up, no good. And Holloman will get the rebound for Willard. They'll push it up the floor now. Holloman going straight, and she's going to slide. That's twice she slid here on the court. She seems to be the only one having problems. So now Lady Zizzers with it with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. They still lead it by 10. Bree Harlan across the timeline, back to Brunson now. Cunningham, top of the key. Bree Harlan, left wing. Brunson will shoot three. It's good. And that's the second three ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer for Mackenzie Brunson. Lady Zizzers up by 13 first quarter. Burson, Holloman down the left corner. Now they go inside. Lady Zizzers steal the basketball. Brunson will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Cross the timeline. Cunningham on the right wing. Cross court, Bree Harlan. She'll try the three-pointer. It's good. Bree Harlan hits the 0-1-2 orthopedic clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up 21-5 with a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Burson will go right side to Adamson. on the right wing. Adamson to Adamson on the right wing. Adamson down the right corner. They'll go inside to Mahan. She'll kick it over. Down, it's Burson on the inside. She'll turn, shot up, no good. She missed it. And Brunson with the rebound. Up the floor to Ashton Judge. Shot up, will not fall. Could not get it to fall in. Here comes Mahan pushing it up the floor. The six-footer for Willard kicks it out. Back in the corner for Mahan. And now she gets it to Holloman. Adamson with it. Back to Holloman on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. A minute to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers up 21-5. Underneath, it'll be Mahan. And Mahan gets an easy basket. She gets behind Brunson on the defense. Brunson giving up about 5-6 inches to Mahan. Bree Harlan across the timeline now for the Lady Zizzers. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. And it's 21-7, Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan up top, down to 32 seconds now. Lady Zizzers going to hold on to the basketball. Back to Brunson. They'll play for the last shot here, looks like. Judd with it now. Back out to Harlan, back to Brunson, down to 20 seconds to Harlan, back to Judd at the free throw line, back up to Harlan. Now Lady Zizzers will shift the offense. Cunningham back to Bree Harlan. Brunson on the right wing, cross court. Cunningham will shoot another three from the wing. It's good. Cass Cunningham with an 0-2 pretty clinic, one point three-pointer. At the end of one, Lady Zizzers lead it 24-7. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm a coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Well, I love a rainy night. Rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, O'Reilly Event Center, but we're back to action. Lady Zizzers lead at 26-7 with 5:49 to go, second quarter. And Willard missed the shot. Mahan up top. She'll go down into the corner. They'll drive the baseline, kick it underneath, back up top to Mahan at the free throw line. Mahan right side. It'll be Adamson on the baseline. Shot up, no good. And Brunson will get the rebound. Gives it Drew Harris into the ball game. Cunningham will give it back to Brunson. And Brunson will bring it up the floor for the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Cunningham on the right wing. And Judd is free throw line, and her pass is going to be deflected. Mahan will bring it up the floor for Willard. She'll go to the left wing, inside, kicks it up top. They'll go right side. Adamson will penetrate down underneath the basket and score. And Adamson got all the way behind the defense. Coach Womack is not happy as it's a 26-9 lead now for the Lady Zizzers with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Ashton Judd, free throw line, kicks it, and we've got a kick ball. It'll go to the Lady Zizzers. Tried to get it back door to Drew Harris. Allie Hozap will come in, and Drew Harris will come out of the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. So Cass Cunningham will throw it in under the basket. Up top, it'll be Brunson with the basketball. Knocked out of bounds by Willard. And Lady Zizzers will have it on the side over by the Lady Tiger bench. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Cunningham inbounds to Brunson. She'll run the offense up top. And she'll come left side. Kaylee Dixon in the ball game. Back to Brunson up top. Now it's Judd, free throw line. Jumper is no good. Hoseapple underneath. Tries to get, and it'll be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. Cunningham will throw it in. And she'll give it to Judd down the right side. It's going to be knocked away by Holloman. Holloman on the break, and she's going to score the basket. And just like that, it's a 26-11 Lady Zizzer lead with 4 minutes to go. And almost stolen away again. Judd gets it to Dixon. Dixon down the baseline alley. Hoseapple now. Inside to Judd. Turnaround jumper is good. Ashton Judd. Judd now has got 8 points in the ball game. And Holloman back up top at Lee Patillo. Around the horn they go. From the wing is no good. And Ashton Judd's going to foul Patillo. Going after the loose basketball. That'll be the first foul on Judd. Second team foul on the Lady Scissors. Bree Harlan to come back in. Kaylee Dixon to come out for the Lady Scissors. And now Holloman up top. She'll give it up to Adamson. Long three is no good. And rebound comes down to Willard, the long rebound. Adamson will kick it out to Adamson on the right wing up top. Adamson, they give it to Holloman on the left wing. She'll dribble up top now. She'll come around to the right side, back up top, into the ball game. That will be Mills. Mills with it, gives it to Holloman on the right wing. 3 minutes to go in the first half, 28-11. Underneath, and we got a travel, no basket. Four Mills, she got behind the defense once again, but she traveled with the basketball. 2-2-1 zone press for Willard, putting the pressure on Lady Zizzers now. Brunson with the basketball, gives it to Bree Harlan. She'll get it across the timeline now, back over to Brunson. Brunson back to Harlan, back to Brunson. Back to Harlan up top, right side, Cunningham. She'll drive the baseline, kicks it over to Allie Hoseapple, who can't hang on to it, goes out of bounds, turnover on the Lady Scissors. And Patillo will come into the ball game. Mills will come out for Willard. 2.5 minutes to go first half. And once again, 28-11 is our score. And Holloman up top gives it to Patillo. Now she'll go left side, Adamson with the basketball. She'll cross-court it over to the other Adamson on the right wing. Lady Zizzers in a 2-3 zone still. Adamson with the basketball. Holloman down in the left corner. She'll dribble and give it up top to Adamson. 2:10 to go here in the first half. Adamson still on the left wing. We've got two Adamsons into the ball game. Holloman on the baseline. She'll go around Cunningham, and Judd steals the basketball. Ashton Judd will bring it up the floor, and she's going to get fouled by Brielle Adamson. That'll be the third team foul on Willard. That's her first. Like we said, third team foul. And Letty Zizzers with the basketball. Long three is no good. Cunningham underneath. Shot up no good. She's going to be fouled. I believe it might be Patillo. Cunningham's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Letty Zizzers. Patillo, that's her first. Fourth team foul. Minute 49 to go, second quarter. Cunningham will make the first free throw. That's her 10th point of the ball game. And Mahan will come back in, the 6-foot post player for Willard. Second free throw from Cass Cunningham is coming up. And it is good. Cunningham now with 11 in the ball game. And Brunson steals the basketball, gets it to Allie Hoseapple. She's going to drive and score on the layup. Allie Hoseapple now with 4 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have opened up a 21-point lead, 32-11, minute and a half to go here first half. Basketball, Holloman over to Adamson on the right wing. Adamson and free throw line. She's going to drive down the lane, shot up, no good. Cass Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Brunson now across the timeline. Lady Zizzers will set the offense. Double team, gets it over to Harlan, free Harlan now, and gives it to Brunson. Brunson's going to drive the lane underneath, missed the shot, and the rebound put back it in by Cass Cunningham. And it's now a 23-point lead with 55 seconds to go first half. Adamson on the right wing up top. That'll be a Patillo. She'll drive, kick it out to Adamson on the left wing. They'll cross, bring it over to Mayhem. She'll have it. Takes it down. That'll be Adamson. Thought about the three, then said no. Trying to drive, kicks it out Holloman. Holloman's going to drive the baseline. Shot up, no good. Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Coach Womack says, let's go for one here at the end of the first half. Brunson across the timeline, gets it to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan, and there's a foul on Holloman. That'll be the fifth team foul. Fifteen foul on Willard. Holloman's first. And Lady Zizzard will inbound. Cass Cunningham will give it over to Ashton Judd. Back to Cunningham. Cross court now to Brunson with 10 seconds to go in the half. Bree Harlan with it. They'll give it to Cunningham at the free throw line. 3 seconds. Cunningham underneath. Brunson shot up and it is good. Kenzie Brunson. And at the half, Lady Zizzers will lead it 36-11 over the Willard Lady Tigers. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers! At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Events Center. On the campus of Drury University, it is the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, and the Lady Zizzers lead Willard 36-11 here at the half. For the Lady Zizzers, Kath Cunningham leading the way with 13 points, 8 points apiece for Mackenzie Brunson and Ashton Judd, and 4 points for Hallie Hoseapple, 3 points for Bree Harlan. Nobody in foul trouble in the first half for the Lady Scissors. For the Willard Lady Tigers, 3 points for Patillo, Holloman with 4, 2 for Mayhem, and 2 for Brielle Adamson, and nobody in foul trouble for the Willard Lady Tigers. Lady Scissors led it 24-7 at the end of one. They lead it 36-11 here at the half, and they have done it with that hot first quarter, 6 three-pointers made by the Lady Scissors in the first quarter. And that got them out to the 17-point lead, and then they have moved on out to a 25-point lead here at the half. Once again, 36-11, Lady Scissors with the lead. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll talk more Lady Scissor basketball on the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, but the toilets are boasting and there's water standing to hear. And a house full of people that are not of good cheer. But now I am humming, cause Negri Plumbing took all of my problems away. Well, my plumbing problems anyway. Call Negri Plumbing, 417-256-0362. That's 256-0362. Singing lessons not included.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's time to move out the 2019s and get ready for the new year. We have unbelievable year-end specials with finance options for every budget on Massey Ferguson, Mahindra, and LS tractors. And come check out our new selection of Delta trailers.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center. On the campus of Drew University in Springfield, pink and white tournament, pink division. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Willard Lady Tigers by the score 36-11 here at the half. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. And by the way, let's run down our sponsors for the ball game today. They are West Plains Roofing, Mayfield Auto Repair, the Zizzer's own Patty Ingles, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Baking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for the ball game, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains, and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Finn Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Ladies, Izzers lead at 36-11. Winner of this game moves on to play tomorrow, 4 o'clock, here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center in semifinal winner's action. The loser will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that will be in the fifth place bracket. So, we'll take another break. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. Ladies, this is a basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And we'll get ready to start the third quarter of play here with the Lady Zizzers leading Willard 36-11 at the half. Willard will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Lady Zizzers with their original starting lineup in the ball game. And I think Willard will as well. Holloman with the basketball for the Lady Tigers. Gives it up to Adamson. It'll be Patillo back up top to Adamson. Now they go inside to Mahan. Kicks it over to Patillo, top of the key. Adamson on the right wing. Thought about three, said no. Now she'll line up, and no good. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. And now Willard is going to pick up the Lady Zizzers man-to-man full court. Brunson with the basketball, gets it across the timeline, gives it to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan now back up top, right side to Brunson on the wing. Now they'll go Cunningham underneath, missed the shot. Contact with no call. Here comes Adamson up, gives it underneath, and it is good by Mahan. Mahan with her fourth point of the night. And Willard picking up the pace here a little bit with some full court defense, and Brunson's going to kick it off of her foot, picked up by Willard. And Patillo has it go off her hands. Brunson with the basketball up ahead. Bree Harlan on the layup. She stops and scores. Bree Harlan now with five in the ball game. Here comes Adamson back up the floor. She'll go left side. Patillo now on the wing. Back up top to Adamson. Hollowell down in the corner to Adamson. Now it'll be Patillo, no good. Or no, that was Mahan. Patillo with the rebound. Adamson for three, top of the key, no good. And Brunson, and we've got a foul, I believe, on Willard. Let's see who they call it on. And that one's going to be on Holloman. That's her second first team foul on Willard, and Cunningham will throw it in to Brunson. Brunson for the Lady Zizzers, trying to get it up the floor, gets it to Bree Harlan across the timeline. Bree Harlan inside, Cunningham missed it, and she'll save it inbounds to Brunson. Now it's Judd down the lane, and she's going to score on the layup. Ashton Judd, she's got 10 in the ballgame. Lady Zizzer lead now is up to 27 with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Adamson's going to shoot the long three, no good. Bree Harlan, the smallest player on the floor, with the rebound. Brunson will bring it up the floor, and Adamson will steal it. Missed the layup, tried to be fancy with the one-hand underhand layup, and she missed it. Brunson with the rebound down the lane. Loose ball, shut inside, shot up, and won't fall, but she's fouled. Ashton Judd going to the free throw line to shoot two. see who the foul is going to be on. And it's going to be on Addie Adamson, her first, second team foul for Willard. And Ashton Judd's first free throw is good. So Ashton Judd now with 11 points in the ball game. And Lady Zizzers up now by 28. Second one from Judd is good. They're up by 29 here in the third quarter. And now Hollowell will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, kicks it out Patillo, back to Hollowell. Hollowell, now Patillo left Mahan on the baseline, left corner, brings it up top Patillo, right side Adamson will shoot the three from the wing. It's good. And that's Brielle Adamson for the three. Brunson up the floor, Cass Cunningham will get it. Across the timeline, back to Brunson. Brunson underneath, and Allie Hosap will miss the shot. Judd misses after she gets the rebound, and a ticky-tack foul underneath, I believe, is going to go against Brunson. We'll have to wait and see here. Nope, it'll be Ashton Judd's going to pick the foul up, her second, first team foul. So, Wells into the ball game, and Patillo will sit down for Willard. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, with the Lady Zizzers leading 42-16. Hollowell across the timeline, and she's coming left side, gives it up to Adamson. Now over, and now we've got a offensive foul underneath. And Wells picks up the foul. Vanessa Wells, her first, third team foul on Willard. Lady Zizzers with the ball. Bree Harlan looking to bring it up. Across the timeline now, Bree Harlan. She's headed underneath. Hallie Hosample scores under the basket. She's got six in the ball game. Back to a 28-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Hollowell gives it up to Adamson up top. Wells. Adamson on the left side. They'll go inside to Mahan. She'll bring it out on the left wing. Now back up top to Wells. Hollowell on the right wing. Adamson down in the right corner. Looking now, they try to go inside. Mahan at the free throw line. She'll try to drive underneath. Shot up and good by Mahan. Cunningham trying to draw the offensive foul, but didn't get it. Cunningham across the timeline. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. And Cunningham's going to be fouled. She'll shoot two. And let's see who the foul is going to be called that time on. Addie Adamson. That'll be her second, 14 foul on Willard. And Cass Cunningham makes the first free throw. Cass has got 14 in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. It's 45-18. Lady Zizzers with the lead with 3:57 to go here in the third quarter. And Cunningham makes the second one. She's got 15, and Wells stepped across the out-of-bounds line to throw it in. So turnover, Lady Zizzers will have it under their basket. Cunningham to throw it in. Looking, they'll get it to Brunson underneath, and she's going to get fouled. So Mackenzie Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Mahan. That's her first 15 foul on Willard. Two more, and the Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. And Brunson hits the free throw. She's got nine in the ball game. It's now a 29-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And making a 30-point lead as Brunson is now in double figures with 10. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 48-18. They'll go inside, and Allie Hosapple will steal the basketball. Brunson with it now. She'll bring it up the floor. Brunson across the timeline, up the floor to Judd on the right side. Ashton Judd trying to drive the baseline. Shot up, no good. And Mahan for the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. The six-footer kicks it out to Adamson on the left wing, and it's going to be stolen by Cass Cunningham for the Lady Zizzers. Now she'll give it over to Bree Harlan, back to Brunson across the timeline. And Brunson will set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. And there's a foul on Brielle Adamson. That'll be, I believe, her second. 16 fouls. One more foul on Willard. Lady Scissors will be shooting free throws. And now, Drew Harris is going to check in for the Lady Scissors. And let's see, getting a break will be Allie Hoseapple. Brunson with the basketball, across the timeline. And she'll go down the baseline, shot up, and scores. Mackenzie Brunson. And timeout is called. 50-18, Lady Scissors with the lead. 3:01 to go, third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Scissor fans, the Scissor Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Scissors in action. Photo prints, products, and Scissor Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ScissorZone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Scissors!
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to your Raleigh Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Pink and White Tournament Pink Division. Lady Scissors lead Willard 50-18 here with 3:01 to go third quarter. Willard with the basketball. Holloman to Petillo. Back to Holloman up top. Now it's Wells. They'll go right side, and that'll be Mills. Mills on the baseline. Gives it to Mahan on the right wing. Petillo down in the left corner to Holloman. Holloman now goes down to Mills. She'll drive, kicks it back out, and Bree Harlan's going to steal the basketball. Up ahead, Ashton Judge. She'll miss the layup. Bree Harlan, the smallest gal on the floor, with the rebound. Judd underneath. She missed it. Drew Harris, and she's going to get fouled. And that's the 17 foul on Willard, so the Lady Scissors will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. And that one is going to go on Mills. That's her first. And Drew Harris to the free throw line, shooting two for the Lady Scissors. And Drew hits her first free throw, so she's got her first point of the ball game. Kaylee Dixon will come in, and Brunson will have a seat for the Lady Scissors. Drew Harris, the second free throw is good. Lady Scissors lead it 52-18 now with 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. Mills down the right corner. She's looking to drive, kicks it back up top. And they'll go Cunningham, and she's going to save it to Bree Harlan. Up the floor to Cunningham on the right wing. They'll give it to Judd at the free throw line, and player's falling down, and Mahan coming up the floor. Shot up, Cunningham blocks it, and Drew Harris with the rebound gets it to Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Scissors up the floor across the timeline. Cunningham with the basketball once again out near half court. Pass Cunningham to the left wing. It's going to be stolen by Hollowell. And Hollowell's going to lead the pack for the layup, and she will score. Timeout. Willard, minute 32 to go, third quarter, 52-20. Lady Scissors with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Scissor Girls Basketball. Go Scissors!
Back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University in Springfield. And Lady Zizzers will get the basketball coming out of the timeout here. And Bree Harlan. Looks like some full court man-to-man now by Willard. Harlan will get it across the timeline. And let's see. It'll be out of bounds on the Lady Zizzers. Willard with the basketball. And bringing it up the floor will be Adamson. She'll go down the corner to Adamson. Up top, that's Patillo. Patillo back to Adamson on the right wing. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Now Patillo will fire the three from the left wing. It's no good. Drew Harris with the rebound. Gets it over to Bree Harlan. And Bree Harlan will bring the ball up the floor. Across the timeline for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan gives it up to Allie Hosapple now. Back to Bree Harlan with 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 32. Remember, we'll have a turbo clock if it's 30 points or more in the fourth quarter. And finally, we got a jump ball after Vanessa Wells scooted, rolled over four times with a basketball. Last time I checked, I thought that was like a travel, but maybe I could be wrong. Bree Harlan with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers across the timeline. 30 seconds. Stolen by Wells. And Allie Hosapple knocks it off of Wells out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball at half court. So Cunningham will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers at half court with 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Bree Harlan with it. Lady Zizzers up by 32. Cunningham now with the basketball. Cunningham back up top. Now she'll try to drive down the lane, and we've got a foul. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line. I believe she'll be shooting the 1-1. And Wells just picked up her third foul of the ball game. 1-1 for Cunningham, and she makes the first one. Cass Cunningham now with 16 to lead the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for the senior is good. She's got 17 in the ball game, and now Hall ends the ball game for Willard. Back door. Gives it out to Adamson from the left wing. In and out, no good. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. At the end of three, West Plains leads it 54-20 over the Willard Lady Tigers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Drury University in Springfield. Starting the fourth quarter, it's a 34-point Lady Zizzer lead, so we'll have the turbo clock in effect. It will not stop unless it's a timeout. And Willard with the basketball, Holloman to Hall, back to Holloman. And she's at the top of the key. And both Holloman and Brunson fall down. Holloman picks up the basketball. Adamson misses the free or misses the three-pointer. Ashton Judd with the basketball gives it to Brunson, and Lady Zizzers to bring it up. And Adamson's going to steal it away. And Mackenzie Brunson, Adamson's going to score. That'll be her seventh point. And Brunson just a little bit, looks like she might be just a little bit ginger after she had that collision with Holloman. She is flexing her left leg, either an ankle or a knee. Coach Womack asking her, is she okay? She says she's all right. She's going to give her a go here. So Cass Cunningham to the free throw line. And she makes the free throw. Cunningham now with 18 in the contest. It's a 33-point lead. And she makes the second one. 19 for Cass Cunningham, 56-22, Lady Scissors with the lead. Turbo clock in effect. Adamson's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Allie Hoseapple. And we got a jump ball, and it should go to the Lady Scissors. Judd will throw it in. Full court pressure now, man-to-man pressure by Willard. Judd with the basketball. Up the floor to Allie Hoseapple. Kaylee Dixon's into the ball game for Lady Scissors. Brunson underneath has it blocked. And here comes Holloman. Holloman all the way the rest of the way. And she's going to score on the layup. Holloman with 8 points now. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. And it's going to be kicked by Adamson. So Lady Scissor ball with 5:50 to go ball game. Bree Harlan's going to come back in. Kaylee Dixon's going to have a seat for the Lady Scissors. As Willard still hustling hard out here. Judd will drive the baseline, kicks it over to Cunningham for the jumper. It's no good. And let's see. We got a foul, I believe, on Willard. And Holloman just picked up her third for Willard. That's the 10th team foul, so two free throws now for Brunson, and she scores on the first one. 13 for Brunson in the ball game. Second free throw is coming up, and it's good from Brunson. So she's got 14. We're under 5 minutes to go now. Holloman with the basketball. Turbo clock is rolling here. Patillo with it up top to Hall. Hall comes left side, gives it to Adamson, who will shoot the three from the wing. No good. Holloman underneath and kicks it out. Hall's going to fire the three. It's good. Morgan Hall with her first points of the ball game. It's still a 31-point lead. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Now it's up to Cunningham, top of the key. Cass Cunningham down the lane, and another foul on Willard, down to 4:19 to go here in the ball game. And this one, I believe, is Brielle Adamson. Should be her third. Nope. Yep, it's fourth for Brielle Adamson. And Cunningham hits the free throw. Second one is good. So Cunningham now with 21 points in the ball game. And she'll knock it out of bounds. Lady Scissors lead it 60-27. With 3:44 to go in the game, turbo clock still runs. Lady Scissors will move on. They'll play at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center against the winner of the next game between Nixa and Clever. And Willard will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here. Steal by Adamson down the floor and scores on the layup. Willard still has not given up. 60-29. Lady Scissors with the basketball, 3:10. And now it'll be Cunningham with the basketball. Up court, they'll give it to Allie Hoseapple underneath. Shot up and good. Allie Hoseapple with 8 points in the ball game. Here comes Willard Adamson on the right wing, up top now. Other Adamson down the lane will score. her first points of the ball game. Still a 31-point lead by the Lady Zizzers with 2:40. Bree Harlan up to Brunson across the timeline. Brunson gets it underneath Ashton Judd, and it's going to go out of bounds. Trying to hit Hoseapple, but it goes out of bounds. 2:25 to go in the ball game. And Holloman will bring it up the floor, down the lane, and score the layup. And timeout called by Willard. 2:13 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 62-33, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Events Center. And Lady Zizzers, Coach Womack has gone to his bench now. Zoe Williams has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. Kaylee Dixon in, also Megan McCracken, Jade Berry, and Petty Collins. Collins will throw it in for Lady Zizzers under the basket. And it's going to be stolen away. Up the floor, Hall. Hall, and she's going to miss the layup, but foul on the Lady Zizzers. And let's see who that one's going to be called on. Kaylee Dixon, that's her first. That's only the second team foul here in the second half for the Lady Zizzers. Hall to the free throw line. She'll shoot two, and she makes the first one. Hall now with 4 points in the ball game. Minute 56 to go. It's under 30 points now, so we're back to normal time. Minute 56 to go. Hall is going to miss the second one. And underneath, shot up, and going to be another foul on Lady Zizzers. And we have no idea who number 20 is for Willard. Barry, her first foul, third team foul. And the free throw is no good for the unknown Lady Tigers. Here comes the second free throw. And it's no good. And now we've got another free throw as we've got a lane violation on the Lady Zizzers. Don't know who it was, but here comes the third free throw. And it's no good. Petty Collins with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it up to McCracken. Minute 50 to go in the ball game. McCracken. And she's going to, get it across the timeline to Collins. Collins. She'll kick it out in the corner. Williams will fire from the baseline. Zoe Williams hits the basket. She's got 2 points in the ball game. And steal by Williams. Williams. All alone, and hits the layup, and she's fouled. So Zoe Williams has got 4 points and about 5 seconds into the ball game. Let's see who the foul is going to go against on Willard. And the foul is going to go against number 15. We don't have a 15. Williams misses. Berry, and she's going to be fouled. 55, that'll be pushed up into the ball game. So there's not a 15 either. So Barry will shoot the free throw with a minute 24 to go. And Barry hits the first one. and it's a 33-point lead. So I don't know why the turbo clock's not running. And she makes the second one as well. Lady Zizzers lead at 68-34. And in the corner, Hall's going to fire the three. It's no good. Kuchta kicks it out. Shot up, no good. Hall underneath, no good. Jade Berry with the rebound for Lady Zizzers. Gives it to McCracken. Minute 5 to go in the ball game. Megan McCracken up the floor. And she'll kick it out to Berry down the corner. Is Dixon driving the baseline out of bounds? It'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath with 57 seconds. It's a 34-point lead, and we've got normal clock going now. They're telling them to run the clock because it's a turbo clock. McCracken, and she travels with the basketball. Willard with it, 44 seconds. So Lady Zizzers will move on now to play the winner of the Nix the Clever game at 4 o'clock tomorrow right here at the O'Reilly Family Events Center. And Lady Zizzers steal the basketball. Kaylee Dixon with it. Now it's stolen back by Hall. Kuchta underneath, shot up and good. Kuchta. McCracken with it, 20 seconds. Gives it to Peta Collins. Peta Collins across the timeline. Williams with it, and Collins with it, and Coach Womack says just pull it out and hang on to it, 7 seconds, and that's going to wrap it up. Lady Zizzer's going to win it 68-36 over the Willard Lady Tigers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.